You're listening to a story from 89.5 and 93.3. Millions of Ukrainians have fled their homes in the wake of the Russian invasion and are starting new lives in other countries. A community of refugees from former Soviet countries did the same more than 30 years ago and settled in Lancaster County and started a church. This community now tries to help as the country that once oppressed them unleashes violence on a place that is close to their hearts. WITF's Gabriela Martinez reports.
Ilya Tlumaj speaks to a full auditorium at a fundraiser organized by Bethany Slavic Church in Ephrata. He is thanking people for supporting their efforts to help Ukrainian refugees. Tlumaj was a refugee himself decades ago. He arrived in Lancaster County after fleeing religious oppression in the former Soviet Union. He begins his story with his father, Ivan Justinovich Tlumaj, one of the founding pastors of the church, which emerged as a space for other Soviet refugees.
In the 1940s, my father was working in a mill, providing food and flour for feeding the Ukrainian resistance army, who at that time was fighting off Hitler coming in from the west and Stalin coming in from the east.
For helping the resistance, Ilya's father was given a decade-long sentence of forced labor under Joseph Stalin's regime, he said in an interview.
After that, he started attending a church after 10 years of work camps and was involved in this church, working with the youth. And under the Soviet regime, Christians were being persecuted, and he got 5 years in prison and work camps for that.
After his release, he got married and had 11 children. But from the beginning, the Tlumaj family knew they wanted to leave the Soviet Union. They couldn't practice their Protestant religion, so they found themselves as part of an underground church. But their faith came at a personal price.
All the stories that I heard growing up is you couldn't participate in activities. You know, kids couldn't participate in sports and academics, go to university. So children of practicing Protestants, they were just outcasts, shunned by society.
Ilya's mother worked with outside humanitarian groups to document religious persecution. Eventually, they got the chance to flee as refugees. It was 1989. Ilya was 7 when he got to Lancaster. Nikita Karablin was a toddler. He had arrived in Lancaster County in the early 1990s from Russia. His family also became part of the growing community of Soviet refugees. Karablin, now 30, is a youth pastor at the church.
And they chose this area because there was a lot of large Mennonite population who made it their mission to help immigrate Russian Ukrainian immigrants to this area. So it kind of just naturally happened that way.
Karablin is from the Far East, a town called Nahotka. His grandmother is Ukrainian. Like the Tlumaj family, Nikita's family was looking for a place where they could practice their faith freely. He was too young to know what it was like under the Soviet regime, but he heard stories from relatives.
They were made to feel ashamed of their beliefs. They were barred from going to certain colleges and universities and stuff like that. They were very, like, their future was limited, I guess you could say.
So the diversity of this church is amazing. I think it's just the community and the love for one another transcends all the differences and where everyone's from. And that's why it's Bethany Slavic. The Slavic people as a whole are, you know, brothers and sisters. Ukraine is very distinct, and everyone here feels that pain of what's going on.
Tlumaj, now 40, was born in Lutsk, a city in western Ukraine that was recently bombed by Russian forces. He still has cousins living in the country. Karablin has family connections in Ukraine through his wife's family.
You know, to see brother fighting brother, it's very tragic. It's, you know, I look at it, I'm kind of feel a little bit helpless, feel a little bit, very upset.
For now, he and others at the church continue raising funds to help evacuate refugees to Europe. And they also hope to bring some to Lancaster soon to start new lives. Gabriela Martinez, WITF News, Ephrata, Lancaster County.